everyone, and welcome back to the So Rude podcast. My name is Paige, and thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're having a great day so far. I was thinking about what could be a really fun topic for today's episode, and it kind of hit me that I personally enjoy when I can share my experiences around a topic that I'm talking about. And so today I wanted to talk about a subject and around creativity, passion, and where your hobbies lie. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because for a really long time, I thought I had it wrong. And I thought that I just didn't quite understand what it meant to have a hobby or be passionate or be creative. And so what I mean by that is I personally like lots of different projects, and my interest in projects is constantly ebbing and flowing just because it kind of depends on the day or what I've been doing with my time. And I remember I was talking about this with my therapist, and I had said, you know, the greats of the world, they hone in on one thing and that's it. And that was my perspective. And I used examples like Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, Tony Hawk. These are all people that picked one thing and just spent a lot of time getting really good at one thing. And I really appreciate my therapist kind of confronting me on this viewpoint. And she goes, they may have one thing that they're really known for, but that doesn't limit the projects that they're involved in. They could have other things that they do. Maybe they have like a primary focus, but it doesn't stop them from being interested or wanting to explore other areas. And so why does that have to limit you from wanting to explore other areas? For me, growing up, I always liked creative things. Some of my earliest memories being creative include learning the clarinet in fourth grade, or I joined art club when I was in elementary school. I was always a big reader, and just my creativity side has just continued to grow over the years, which I really appreciate and I like because I find creative things as a fun outlet. But because I'm someone that's creative, I also noticed that I kept getting interested in new things. And so whether that was like a new sport I wanted to try or a new hobby or a new club. And so I was not the kid growing up who like picked up a lacrosse stick and practiced 8 hours a day at that lacrosse skill until I mastered it and then like went off to college to do it. Like that was just not my path. I always think back about how different life would have been if I had picked something when I was young and just like laser focused into it, but that is not the case. But I think about who I am today, and when the pandemic happened and over the last couple of years, I had a lot of time on my hands that maybe I didn't have before, or I know I didn't have before, whether I was commuting or I was spending so many hours at the physical workplace or physically at school that when I finally got home, that was time to relax or that was time to see friends. And so trying to find a way to be creative in what was the hustle and bustle of the world pre-March 2020, it was really hard. And so when I had all this time, it was like, okay, I'm going crazy sitting in this seat. I need to be doing something. And so I had a blog. I tried to pick up the blog, tried YouTube for a little bit. I tried podcasting. And then my most recent exploration is back into music and how much I miss that. And so I guess the moral or the point of this whole ramble is just to share that I even made a comment to my group at one point saying, is it wrong that there's other things I'm interested in? Like I have this podcast. For a while, I thought I couldn't do the podcast and music at the same time. Or if you like painting, or if you like pottery, or if you like photography, or if you like sports or fishing, or like, you know, there's hundreds of hobbies out there. I had really asked the question to them. I was like, is it wrong that I have more than one? And it actually took other people making me feel better by saying, no, it's not wrong to have multiple hobbies. Like, if there's something you want to get good at, you should take the time and spend the time to work on that skill set. But it doesn't mean if you spend 5 minutes over here, it doesn't take away from your hobby over there. And you can exist in a world where you have more than one. Because frankly, there's going to be different interest levels. Like, there's probably going to be something that takes up the most of your energy or the most of your time. And then maybe there's one that you just kind of dabble in on the side. This is really just coming from a place of, I never used to think it was okay to be multi-passionate. I truly subscribe to the notion that the good people, and by good, there's quotations around that, like the good people in the world, the masters, the experts, yeah, they spent a lot of time getting really good at something. It doesn't mean that that was the only thing that they did. And so I just wanted this to be a reassurance for anyone tuning in to this podcast who maybe is also on the fence about maybe you have a hobby or maybe you have a career goal or maybe you have a life goal that you want to accomplish, but then you find yourself spending time in some other places. Now, I will say that if you tell yourself you want to do something, I'll use running a marathon as an example. If you want to run a marathon and you never put your sneakers on, you never go for a walk, you never think about outlining a training regimen, like you don't take any steps to reach that goal. And you find yourself spending a lot of time in other areas. Then I would say, if it was me talking to myself, I'd say, you know, Paige, there's a good chance that you want this, but are you scared? Is there fear? Do you think you need a little bit of information first? Or maybe are you just, it sounded like a really fun dream, but like the true interest isn't there. And that's okay. Sometimes it takes like having a desire to do something and then maybe later on realizing that wasn't exactly what I wanted to do and pivoting. There's no harm in pivoting. So if you find yourself wanting to do something, if you say to yourself, like, I want to be a gardener and I want to have like the best garden, and you don't start thinking through like, what are the steps for me to be a gardener? Like, having a garden is going to help you be a gardener, right? So like, do you have soil? Do you have a place to put it? If you don't have a place in the ground, are you going to build a box? And like, just starting to think through, like, if I want to be this type of person, like if I want to call myself a type of person, then I need to be doing the steps that are going to help me to get there. And if you're not doing those steps, then you need to ask yourself, why am I not taking these steps? Is it because I don't know how? Is it because I'm scared? Is it because I'm not that interested? Or is it now is not the time? Like, we all have goals and dreams in life, but sometimes other things get in the way. Life, family, problems, whatever. So if you're someone like me who just thinks I needed to pick one and because I can't pick one, I'm destined to not do any. First off, I want to be a voice of reason and say, I don't think that's true. I think that you can accomplish anything you want to accomplish. I'd say if there's one in particular you're most interested in, I would encourage you putting your effort there. But sometimes you kind of need to vary up your experience, because I remember I was going through this songwriting, and I don't want to call it a phase because I still do, but I was songwriting for a while, and then I kind of just like couldn't write anything. And I had read in a book, it's kind of like, well, if you're not living life, or you're not experiencing other places, how are you going to have anything to write about? And so sometimes by engaging in these other hobbies or these other parts of your life, you can then come back to what you're doing with more energy and feel, you know, revitalized to be able to attack it from a new way. And so I would just say, pause, confront those thoughts, figure out if what you're saying is even helping yourself. But at the end of the day, I just want to be the person to tell you it's okay to be multi-passionate. It's okay to like more than one thing. It's okay that 1 week you spent a little bit more time on something else. But as long as you have a goal and you're willing to do the work and you're willing to put the time in, you will get there. And I am impatient. I am like one of the most impatient people. And I'm working really hard on recognizing like, you're not going to go from point A to Z overnight, but you can go from point A to B, and then from B to C, and then C to D. And eventually, all of these micro steps are going to help you look back on your path and say, wow, you know, I made it all the way down to M in a period of time. That's great. So I would love to hear about, are you doing anything fun? Did you pick up a new hobby during the pandemic? Did you pick up a new hobby now that life might be getting back to normal? What's on your bucket list? What are things that you're hoping to accomplish? Reach out to me on Instagram. Share those with me. I'd love to celebrate with you. My Instagram is at sorude.podcast. You can reach me there. I'm also always interested in hearing about what topics you want to hear most about. So if you'd love to hear me dig into a topic or maybe even invite a guest on to talk about a particular topic, please let me know. And as always, I hope you guys have a great day, and I can't wait to talk with you next time. All right, now, bye.